Welcome to Babes in Voiceland. This is Erica, and I am thrilled that we have had so many requests for a Sadie and Sophie marathon. I write the Sadie and Sophie series, and I wanted to tell you that I was originally inspired to write Sadie and Sophie based on stories my mother told me about growing up in old-time Brooklyn.
I loved the first episode so much, especially learning about the family connections.
Right. So I say, let's drop in and have a listen.
It's a beautiful morning in Brooklyn, or so Sadie thought until she called her sister Sophie.
Hello.
Good morning, Sophie. It's your sister Sadie. How are you on this fine, beautiful day?
Oh, not so good, Sadie.
What's Maxa? What's the matter?
I don't know if I should say.
Listen, Sophie, I just took a strudel out of the oven and the coffee is hot. Come on over for a nosh and we'll talk about it.
Thank you, but I'm not hungry. I don't think I could eat a bite.
Not hungry? You're always hungry, Sophie. Did someone die? Who died?
No. No one died.
So what is it then?
Sadie, no one knows. So you have to be very quiet about this. You can't tell a soul.
Of course. Hand to God, I won't tell a soul.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay, then. My Willie was accepted to Harvard.
The university?
Mm-hmm.
Mazel tov. So why aren't we celebrating? Wait. Why are you so sad?
Because he's leaving home and I'll miss him. It's in Boston and that's too far from Brooklyn.
Oy, stop kvetching. Just tell him not to go.
Not to go to Harvard? What are you, Meshuggah? Are you crazy?
Just use your old standby and threaten to throw yourself out the window. Oh. Then maybe he won't go.
What, are you jealous? My Willie shouldn't go to Harvard because none of your boys is even going to college.
Oh, Sophie, please. You know, don't start so early in the morning. I don't think I can take this.
See, I told you it was a bad morning.
It wasn't until I started talking to you. Look, if you threaten to throw yourself out the window, Willie can go to Brooklyn College instead. Then he can be close to home.
But it's not Ivy League, and he got a full scholarship, so I don't have to pay anything.
Oy vey, Sophie, free? A scholarship? That's not something to threaten to throw yourself out the window over. Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, come to think of it, I don't know. I'm just so vermished. I'm so confused.
It's okay, Sophie. It's okay.
Yeah, maybe I should have some coffee. Do you think it's still hot?
Of course, and the strudel is still warm.
Oh, I'm thinking I might be able to have a little nosh after all.
Okay, so come on over.
I just have to handle a little something first. My Sharon met a man at the store yesterday. He says he's a talent scout, and he wants her to be in a toothpaste commercial. I need to talk to her before I leave and threaten to throw myself out the window to put an end to this nonsense.
A toothpaste commercial?
Feh is right. And thank goodness she's so gullible. That threat still works every time.
Yeah, you know, funny thing about kids. You make them the same way, but they all come out different. Some have brains and some have beauty.
You know what? That's a good thing, Sadie. A very good thing. And all of a sudden, I'm very hungry.
So am I. If I were you, I'd come over quick before the strudel magically disappears.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you would. Sadie, resist. Sit on your hands. Wait till I get there. Bye.
Good thing Sophie lives next door to Sadie, or that strudel wouldn't have a chance. Best strudel in all of Brooklyn, or at least that's what the Yentas say.
That was great. I'm Terry, and I play Sharon in Sadie and Sophie, just a typical teenager who seems to get on her mother's nerves enough for her to threaten to throw herself out the window.
You know, Terry, that's not something I made up. My grandmother actually threatened to throw herself out the window every time my mother did something that she didn't want her to do. And since she was a single parent, my mother couldn't take the chance.
You know, Sadie is the queen of chopped liver. And by the way, Erica, you've been promising me chopped liver for over a year now.
I know.
Yeah, maybe I can email Sadie. Let's listen to episode 2.
We're back in Brooklyn looking in on sisters Sadie and Sophie. On a nice day, windowsill visits are very popular with your apartment building neighbors. Who needs a phone when you have a windowsill?
Sharon, my Shayna Madel, my beautiful girl.
What is it, Ma?
Open the window and put a pillow on the sill. I need to talk to your Aunt Sadie.
But Ma, I'm busy.
Well, talk back to me, young lady, Miss Honor Roll High School student with a swelled head. Do as you're told.
All right, already.
Thank you, my bubbala. You're such a darling.
Sophie goes to the window, leans on her elbow, sticks her head out to the right, and yells,
Sadie! Sadie, come to the window. I need to talk to you. For smarts to Sophie, what's so important? I'm busy.
You're never too busy for family. Remember that.
So why can't you call me? We finally got our own telephones, and all you want to do is hang out of the window. You're driving me, Miss Sugar. You're making me crazy.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes.
Isn't the sun shining?
You can see that it is. So what's your point?
Why sit on the phone in the apartment when we can get our vitamins from the sun, talk, and see what's happening in the neighborhood all at the same time?
Sophie, you're starting to scare me. I think you're making sense.
You better believe I'm making sense. Besides, I'm your older sister, and you should listen to me anyway.
Oi, here we go.
Go? Go where? We're just hanging out on the windowsill and talking. I don't understand what you're trying to tell me, and I have a feeling. Wait. You are being sarcastic.
What? Me? Sarcastic? You must have me confused with someone else.
Fair.
Look, I'm very busy cooking.
Sadie, you're always cooking, so... What are you making?
I'm making ribbons and schmaltz for chopped liver.
Oh, schmaltz, Jewish gold, chopped liver? Like Bubby's? When will it be ready?
Not until tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I don't think I can wait that long.
You're going to have to wait, Sophie. It takes 2 days to make, and you already know that.
Yeah, well, I think I need a little nosh now. What else you got?
I thought you wanted to talk. Why do you need to eat?
Oy, it's my Sharon. She's driving me, Miss Sugarna.
What? Your Shayna Mabel, that beautiful girl, is driving you crazy? I don't believe it.
Yes, yes, my sweet Sharon, my beauty. You won't believe it, Sadie.
What? What is it?
Sharon got on the honor roll, and now she's even more impossible to deal with than ever. She's even talking back.
Talking back? Oy vey.
Oh, yes, and there's more. But I dare not even tell you while we're leaning out the window in case the Yentas are listening.
Sophie, don't worry. Whatever your service is, I will help you fix it. Oy, such trouble you're having. I knew you should have called me on the telephone. Listen, come on over. I have some challah that I just took out of the oven and some fresh butter. That will help us think. No?
Mm.
And I have some hot coffee, too.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Oh, Sophie, my bush vesta, sit down. You're in such a clam.
You know, Sadie, brains and beauty are always a bad combination. Oy, every day another gray hair with this one. I don't know how I'm ever going to survive.
Your Sharon made the honor roll, Sophie. You should be happy and proud. I should expect a little less kvetching and a lot more kvelling from you. But at least we got a little sun today, so it wasn't a total loss. More coffee and cream with your challah and butter, bubala.
Hopefully, the sisters will be able to put their noggins together and figure out what to do with the beautiful and brainy Sharon. If not, the only thing they'll be able to accomplish will be to gain at least 3 pounds each as they polish off that delicious loaf of freshly baked egg bread and homemade butter. Ah, the sacrifices we make for the sake of our children.
I can do that.
This is Beth. I play the narrator. I loved episode 2, but in number 3, who would have thought to build a comedy sketch around a bathtub?
You know, Beth, they really did use the bathtub for lots of other things in the old days.
What?
They didn't threaten to throw the bathtub out the window, did they?
Let's listen and find out.
We're back in Brooklyn with your favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie. Sadie still likes to cook everything fresh like the old days. Everything tasted better back then, but preparation took a little bit longer, too.
Who is it? Who's there?
It's your Shvesta Sadie. Max Chanel, Sophie, hurry up.
1 minute, I'm coming.
Watch out, Sophie. I've got to get to the bathroom.
Oy vey, are you sick?
No, I just need the bathtub.
Are you dirty? Why are you in such a hurry to take a bath? There's no skunks in Brooklyn. What could it be?
Oy, gewalt, Sophie. Put on your glasses. I've got to get this cop into the water right away.
You're putting a fish in my tub?
Well, I can't use mine. My Morty is taking a bath. I came home from the market and he's in the tub. What else could I do? I'm not ready to start the gefilte fish yet, so this beauty must have some place to swim.
Oy, I hate the smell of fish.
Yes, but you love the taste. You love my gefilte fish. Don't think about it. Tell me what's new.
So, I got a call from my Willie. He loves Harvard, but he misses his mother. I wish Boston was close to Brooklyn so he could visit.
Stop this. Let him be so he can decide what he wants to do.
Well, he already decided my Willie is going to be a doctor.
Yeah? What kind of doctor?
A proctologist.
A proctologist? Oi!
What? Oi! Grandpa Shmeely always moaned how he could never find a good one, remember? So, my Willie decided it would be a mitzvah for him to become a proctologist.
Well, this is very interesting. But I've got to go home and start the babka. It will never be done in time for tonight. I'll talk to you later, Sophie.
A few hours later, the phone rings. Sadie answers.
New. Hello?
Hello, Sadie. Is that you?
Of course it's me. Who else were you expecting to answer the phone when you called my number? First, Max, do Sophie. Did you want to bring the corp over?
Well, that's what I called to talk to you about. We may have a little problem with that.
A problem? A problem? It's only been a few hours. Did you kill it already? Oy, I hope you didn't kill the fish. It has to be fresh or it won't taste good.
No, I didn't kill the fish. The fish is fine. That's the problem.
Okay, Sophie, you're making no sense at all. Stop with the riddles and tell me what's going on. I'm busy, I'm cooking.
Well, Sharon came home and saw the fish in the tub and fell in love with it and named her Pamela. She wants to keep the fish and have it as a pet. She can't bear the thought of eating it. She said she loves it.
Oy vey, oy vey, so where are you going to keep this fish? You're not coming over to use my tub just because you have a fish living in yours. Besides, you hate the smell, remember?
I know, that's what I told Sharon. At first she cried, but then she said if she can't keep it as a pet, then we need to take it to Coney Island and set it free.
Set it free? That was a very expensive fish. I need to cook it, and I need to make it for dinner, and I need to get it started now. Besides, you and Sharon love my gefilte fish. Where does she think it comes from anyway?
I know. I tried to explain it to her, but she just doesn't want to listen. Sharon said that from now on, she's not going to eat fish or meat. She has become something that's called a vegetarian. I don't know what to do with this girl.
No fish? No meat? Only vegetables? That is what peasants eat if they have no money. We are not peasants. Our family are not peasants. We eat fish and we eat meat.
Well, my Sharon said no more. She said that's what a lot of the kids at school are doing, and that is what she wants to do too because it is kinder to the animals.
Fair. Is she going to jump off a bridge because her friends jump off a bridge too? I don't understand what's happening to her. Sophie, you need to get control of the situation, and I want my cop, and I want it now.
Okay, Sadie, I'll bring the cop to you now, and I'll talk to her later. Bye.
Bye.
2 minutes later, Sadie's phone rings again.
Now what? Why aren't you here, Sophie? Where is my fish?
Sadie, I have some bad news. Sit down. The fish is missing. Your cop is gone.
Gone? Maybe it jumped out the tub. Did you check around the bathroom? Did you look under the tub? I need my fish.
Yes, I looked everywhere. I think that Sharon took it to Coney Island to set it free. I'm so sorry, Sadie. I don't know what to say.
Well, you can go and get me another fish and bring it over Mark Schnell. Enough mishigas. I will talk with Sharon myself later. Right now, I could plot.
I understand. I will get a new fish for you and bring it over. Will you have a little nosh for me when I get there? It's a schlep to go to the market, and all this sauce is making me hungry.
Well, I did just take the chocolate babka out of the oven, and I could put on the coffee, so when you get here, it will be ready and hot. Then we can talk about Sharon and figure out what to do. See you soon, Sophie. And you might want to hurry, because I am very upset, too. And when I'm upset, I nosh. So there may not be very much babka left by the time you get here, unless you hurry, and I mean hurry.
Okay, Sadie, I'm running out the door now.
Will there be any babka left for Sophie by the time she gets back to Sadie's apartment? Did Sharon really release Pamela the fish back into the ocean? And what will the two sisters do to rein in the wild and bold Sharon? Tune in for another episode of Sadie and Sophie, and maybe you'll find out. Chocolate babka. That's my favorite. Best in Brooklyn, or at least that's what the Yentas say.
You were here to share it with us. Hey, we'd love to hear some feedback from you. How about you drop us a line at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com?
Stay tuned for the next marathon episode of Sadie and Sophie.